That was a good session, guys. That works for me.
Like I said, I'm here to
appreciate it.
Clarity.
Yes.
I know my role.
Man, am I glad I let Gina drive.
Tough.
You don't know anybody you could have called?
Yeah, your kids are at home.
Robin's not coming back tonight, is she? Mayor? Is Robin coming back?
No.
She did. Okay. She's not off the hook yet.
What?
She's not off the hook yet.
When you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, we're back in session at 8:52 p.m. And we'll now move to unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business tonight, Council? Hearing none, I'll move to new business. Anybody have any new business tonight? John?
I do. I would like to put on the next meeting agenda a item to remove the resolution number 2018-20. And I'd like to have a motion and a vote.
What is 2018-20? What is that resolution? I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Tanya.
This is a resolution to combine the mayor and the city administrator. So I want to
repeal?
Mm-hmm. Repeal that motion or that resolution.
So just to be clear, that's not what that ordinance does. That ordinance gives the council the option.
Mm-hmm. Then what is the ordinance? It's related to that. The ordinance that it calls out is 15. Other glasses on. The Othello Municipal Code 210. And then it calls out.
That's the right spot, or that's the spot you're talking about, 2.10.
2.10.20. Appointment and removal. The city administrator shall be appointed by the mayor, subject to the confirmation of the majority of the city council. Unless the city council has voted by majority, that the mayor shall perform the duties identified herein. And that's chapter 2.10, city administrator.
Can I see what the ordinance number is at the end?
So you wanted to just modify
the
ordinance?
When we did this thing, we had a resolution to the ordinance to do it and voted on the resolution. So what I'm saying is I want to dissolve that resolution.
But we want to modify the ordinance, which means we need.
The ordinance stays the way the ordinance.
What effect do you want it to have?
The city of Othello goes back to a city administrator, mayor, city.
So the way that is right now, the council has the option to go whichever way they want.
Right.
That ordinance or resolution modifies the municipal code, which that's what we would have to do. The 2.10 was from the municipal code. That's what that's referencing.
Yeah.
So it would have to change that.
No, it was never changed.
Yeah, it was. The municipal code was.
Yeah. So ordinance 1515 amends chapter 2.10, title city administrator. So let me see. So whereas RCW 35A12-100 grants the mayor of the city of Othello all powers and duties of the chief executive administrative officer of the city, including those delegated to the city administrator under Othello Municipal Code 2.10. Whereas the City Council of the City of Othello has determined that it is in the best interest of the city. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to find the amendment. So the amendment is under appointment and removal. Confirmation of majority of the city. So what exactly are you wanting to change? Are you wanting to just, so it's not a resolution, it was an ordinance, so do you want to amend the ordinance?
I want to go back to the way it was originally done before we changed it.
So we need to amend the ordinance, we need to get our legal team involved mm-hmm. to draft the legal change of the ordinance to the Muni Code. Mm-hmm. We need a legal
team involved. We just need to reverse what we did.
No, it's not just simple reversal, yeah, there's legal language that has to be done.
We have to have the legal language.
So if you would like an amendment.
We can do that.
Yep.
We can bring go back to the attorney. I'll talk to Joanna and she'll have something prepared for the 24th. Any other new business tonight? If not, then I'll go to item 7. Council will receive the public works / engineering report, the building and planning report, and the police report. With no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 8:57 p.m.